Several months later, I was given from a rascal I knew a brown package. It was a book wrapped securely in craft paper. This fellow gave it to me. He was a questionable sort, dealt in purloined goods and various things. And he said, "I know you like this man. This is a gift. I don't want it back, and I never want you to talk about it again. If you don't take it, it's destroyed." So I took it, and I went back to my little apartment, and I opened it up, and it was The Plumed Serpent by D.H. Lawrence. It looked like it just come off the shelf. And inside, it was signed by Lawrence, and there was a long 3-page handwritten letter to his publisher talking about what he went through in New Mexico and Old Mexico in the writing of this incredible novel. I don't know where it came from. I went to Jack Potter. I told him the story. I got $900, which was an incredibly fair price back then. At the same time, I had made friends starting on January 2nd, 1970, with a woman named Dorothy Brett in Taos. And Dorothy Brett was an acclaimed painter from England. And she came here as a young woman in the 20s with D.H. and Frieda Lawrence when they were trying to set up a Renanim, a perfect colony, a commune. He had tuberculosis, and like many with that horrible disease, he had a sense of wandering, always seeking a better clime, a better place. And Mabel Dodge Lujan, this flamboyant patroness, drug him in here. This is at a time when Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Pound are all going to France, and she's bringing in other writers to Taos, and they were in Taos and Santa Fe. She gave him for 2 years the Lobo Ranch, which is still there, now owned by the University of New Mexico, to write and work, and he did. And Brett, this Victorian painter, born in Victoria's court, can remember the old queen in Windsor Castle, where she took dance lessons. Her father was a Viscount, the Viscount Escher. When Brett was introduced in the court, her escort was a young lieutenant from the Boer War named Winston Churchill, who she found a little bit full of himself. She was very bohemian. She left court, went to the Slade School of Art, became a painter. Her best friends were Virginia Woolf, Catherine Mansfield, Middleton Murray. She became part of that Lawrence circle in the late teens and in the 20s, and she was their lone recruit when they came to America, to Taos, to Lujan. And Brett stayed. Lawrence didn't. Brett stayed and is considered one of the great Taos painters. On January 1st, 1970, Suzanne and I and our group of creative types who we called the Spinners. This is back in the days of the Merry Pranksters and Ken Kesey. We weren't really hippies, but we were living that lifestyle. We were too proud to go on food stamps, but we were all poor. We went up there in a pickup truck with a tarot card hanging from the mirror and a bottle of stout rum. It was 0 degrees. We spent the night in a commune because we went to find Brett. And we did, and we sat at her feet, and I asked her how we can start a renaissance. I mean, we were just totally idealistic, thankfully. And that was the beginning of a conversation with Brett that lasted for years, up until her death in her late 90s. And before she died, she gave me, and I have it downstairs, a double-headed axe with a broken handle with the blood and perspiration of Lawrence in it, his DNA. It was his axe, and I have that down there with Pretty Boy Floyd's death mask and a piece of Woody Guthrie's house and so much more, my totems, my icons. Santa Fe, New Mexico, all those old wisdom keepers were incredibly important to me, still are. I'm still very tied to northern New Mexico, but I had to leave there after a while because it was getting too high octane for me, too. I didn't know any plumbers or anything. I just knew poets, a lot of phony artists, a lot of talking artists who sat in La Fonda and drank cappuccino in the morning and said, "Well, today I'm going to start my painting. Today I'm going to start my book." And if you come back in the afternoon, they had moved into the cantina drinking tequila, and they said, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to, you know." A lot of trust fund kids, but a lot of really remarkable people as well. But I left there in the mid-70s, and I had been writing. I wrote for $25 a story. I wrote for $50 a story. I have so many stories about those years.